The report says one in five people will live with sight loss in their lifetime, despite at least half of all cases being avoidable. RNIB Chief Executive Sally Harvey and eye health expert from Specsavers Dr. Nigel Best join me now to discuss the report. So Sally, let's start with you then. One of the headlines from this report is that people put the health of their boiler ahead of their eyes, which sounds slightly bizarre to say the least. Can you explain exactly what that means, please?
Yes, Helen. Yes, that's quite shocking, isn't it, when put like that, that more people will have their boiler service than look after their eyes. We, of course, and what the RNIB and Specsavers report kind of highlighted was the importance of getting your eyes checked, not waiting till you have difficulty seeing, but recognising the importance of a sight eye health check, which identifies conditions that may otherwise not be able to be detected early. So, yes, Dr. Best, I'm sure we'll talk more about what can be revealed by an eye health check.
We will talk to Dr. Best in just a moment or two, but sticking with yourself, Sally, and really the statistics that come from this particular report, 250 people start to lose their sight in the UK every day. That is a frightening figure. What really can you say is the main reason for that?
Well, one of the reasons there is the ageing population. So certainly women who tend to live longer are at greater risk than the men, with one in four women actually set to develop sight loss in their lifetime compared to one in eight men. So overall, kind of, you know, one in five people losing their sight in their lifetime really does emphasise why eye health checks are necessary, with that 50% being avoidable.
Well, let's bring in, as promised, Dr. Nigel Best, a leading optometrist from Specsavers at this time. Dr. Best, there does seem to be a reluctance in the UK to go to the opticians and get your eyes tested. Can you put a reason on this?
We have sort of asked the question, and there are a number of reasons. People don't have enough time. People are concerned that if they go and get their eyes tested, that they're going to have to maybe purchase a very expensive pair of glasses. So I think there are a number of barriers. I would say, though, that booking an eye test is very easy. You can book an eye test online with Specsavers. You can ring up a store. Eye tests don't take long, typically 20 to 30 minutes. And even eye care now is eyewear, if you need any, is very, very affordable. So there are a number of barriers, but I think once people sort of get over that and go in and get their eyes checked, they'll realise that their concerns are unfounded.
And I think really one of the key messages that this report is trying to get across is that it's not just eye health in particular that can be examined when your eyes are tested by a qualified optician. It can lead to so many other things, and identifying some potential problems before they even start to affect you.
Yes, I mean, as part of a sight test, an optician will examine the back of your eyes. They'll be looking and examining your blood vessels. They can see signs of high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol. Just recently, a colleague of mine was examining a 12-year-old boy and identified some changes on the retina, which turned out to be leukemia. And you know, for all intents and purposes, that was a very healthy child who's now receiving treatment. So yes, eye tests do go well beyond just checking for eye conditions.
Let me ask you a general question. Obviously, as a leading optometrist with Specsavers, are people actually afraid of having an eye test?
I'm not sure whether we've got evidence, but anecdotally speaking, you know, it's not uncommon for patients to come into me and say, "This is awful. I hate having my eyes examined, and I'm absolutely terrified." And of course, we do everything we can to put their minds at rest. Eye tests are fairly non-invasive. There's nothing which is too unpleasant, nothing which is too painful. But I think for some people, it's more the fear of what the eye examination might show them. You know, maybe they've had a friend or a relative who's had their eyes tested and maybe was told, for example, they have cataracts. And the patients might be scared, well, you know, if I go and see the optician, what are they going to tell me? And again, I think my message would be, well, if you do have a problem with your vision or more so with your general health, then it's important that these are detected early to allow treatment to begin at an earlier stage.
If you are having problems with your eyesight there, you know, really, what can you do, and what really should you be looking out for as well as regards problems with your eyes?
Obviously, if you're experiencing symptoms like blurred vision, eye strain, headaches, and any concerns at all about your eyes, then you should have your eyes tested. However, I think there's a more important message, which is that a lot of eye problems and a lot of general health problems which can be picked up during a sight test won't actually cause any symptoms, sometimes not at all and sometimes not until they're quite advanced. So I would be reluctant to say to people, only get your eyes tested if you experience the following problems, because what we really want to say is, whether you're having problems with your vision or not, please go and have your eyes tested every couple of years so that if there are any issues there that you're unaware of, they can be picked up.
The radio station of the RNIB spoke to broadcaster Anne Robinson, who is, of course, the ambassador for the recent State of the Nation Health Report from RNIB and Specsavers, and she was telling us that she saw firsthand the detrimental effects of not having a sight test. Her godfather lost an eye through cancer, which possibly could have been avoided had he actually been having regular eye tests. I suppose something like that, Dr. Best, can resonate with the public and maybe help get the message across.
Yeah, and I think that's what we're hoping, that with this campaign and with having Anne as the ambassador, that people, you know, even from a very personal level, I've sort of identified eye cancers on a number of occasions in patients who were otherwise having no problems with their vision. Those can be sight and even life threatening. So it is a fairly stark story. But if it helps encourage people to go and have regular sight tests, then it's important we get that message out.
If we go back to Sally Harvey, for just a moment or two from the RNIB. Sally, the report from RNIB and Specsavers paints a fairly bleak picture, saying the eye health crisis will continue to worsen and patient sight will be at ever-increasing risk unless political leaders and senior decision-makers in the UK in health and social care make eye health a priority. How difficult is that going to be for both RNIB and Specsavers teaming up together to make that happen?
Yes, however exciting and powerful the partnership between Specsavers and RNIB is, of course there is the need and the opportunity to work with many others. So ensuring that the messages in this report are understood and owned by the wider sector, by politicians, is going to be critically important to make the difference that we're calling for. So as we launch the report, we'll be talking to politicians, we'll be talking to the wider sector, the health services, the local authorities, to emphasise the importance of eye checks to ensure that, one, avoidable sight loss can be prevented, and of course that where and people do lose their sight, they are able to access the right support and services to support them.
I'll finish by asking both of you, if you had the opportunity, which obviously you do during this actual interview, to give one message out to the public, what would it be? Sally, start with yourself first.
Quite simply, don't wait for the signs. Go and get your eyes checked.
And Dr. Nigel Best?
Well, I'm a bit unhappy because Sally's just pinched my message. So I'm just going to reiterate Sally's message. Very, very important. Don't wait until you feel your vision's deteriorating. Just have your eyes checked because you never know what's going on.
Leading optometrist Dr. Nigel Best and RNIB Chief Executive Sally Harvey, many thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.